T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a football Thursday, only a couple days away from the Commanders, desperate for a win, hosting the Tennessee Titans. There's football on tonight, Colts-Broncos, which honestly sounds just like a snoozer of a game. That doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it because I'm a football
addict. It's going to be so much fun from the sports book.
Yeah, I mean, what helps – hold on. Now, you're playing golf at noon your time. That game will come on at 5 your time?
Yeah.
So you'll probably watch the second half.
No, I mean, at Bally High, they have a nice little area where you can watch games, too. So I might be watching it there. You never know.
I'm sure they do. Right now, though, time to get to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. We welcome in Mr. Blaine Bishop, played in the NFL for 10 years, on most of them with the Titans, and a year that the poor guy was spent in Philadelphia with Brian Mitchell. Blaine, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Blaine's older than me. What's up, brother?
What's going on, B. Mitch, man? I appreciate you having me on, man. It's always fun to chop it up with you, man. Yeah. My lonely, and it probably is the other way around. Philly was probably mad that they had me on the team, but
I doubt that.
Yeah,
they're a little crazy up there. You know that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, cool, right. Man.
Blaine's a 4-time Pro Bowler in his career, and you were on that Super Bowl team with the Titans that came up about. What it ended up being, about a yard short against the Rams. Blaine, we want to talk about this week, this weekend's matchup between the Titans and the Commanders. Yeah. Just, you know, I know a lot of retired players think the game has changed in a lot of ways, but I'd argue the way the Titans play, which is a really physical defense and a pound-the-ball running mentality, is not that different than the way football has been over the years.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with that. You know, and that's Vrabel's identity of the team. And he wants to be a physical, you know, zone read, run the football. When you have a talent like Derrick Henry, we call him the king, you know, you got to utilize that at the utmost. Now, sometimes that could put you at a detriment because if you get behind a lot, then you got to play catch-up. But even when that's happened, he still seems to continue to run the football, and it gets him back into the game because, you know, Henry's kind of a home run hitter with his speed, with his size. So, yeah, he's definitely old-school type of philosophy, and his work thus far, him as a head coach, you know, in this short, I think he's going on his fifth year, being coach of the year last year with all the injuries. So, yeah, it's worked to his
You got a big dog, huh?
I got a
Amazon
little bitty dog,
came.
Man. But somebody rang the doorbell, and he don't bark at all.
You look at that team, though, the way that they're set up, they run the ball effectively, and they can battle people. But the days when they can't get the ball running, is Tannehill good enough quarterback to get you past the game like that?
Yeah, now I think that's the main issue with the Titans, and something that I kind of harped on, that we can't always lean on the run game because when you get in the playoffs, every team is good and they're going to corral Derrick Henry, and you have to rely then on your quarterback. And I think that's the only question Tannehill has to prove, and he hasn't done it really to this point in the playoffs. And so and when we get in the tough games in the regular season, you get to see if they lean on him. And to me, you know, B-Mitch, you could talk about it a little bit better than me being a former quarterback, too, at some point, is that you got to put him in those situations in the regular season. And once as an athlete you've done it and you've had success, then you know you can do it in the playoffs in the big moments. At least you hope so, because you've seen yourself do it over and over again. So I think that's the only issue with Tannehill. I know a lot of fans, you know, they don't want him. He had some bad throws in the playoffs last year, which I thought they missed their opportunity to really have a real shot of going to the Super Bowl. But, yeah, I think that's really it. He's mobile. He can maneuver in the pocket. He throws a great deep ball, very accurate through tight windows. I think that's the only exception is that, you know, that's what has put him on that same plane with those guys in that, you know, let's say, you know, the top 15 guys is that in this league is that he hasn't done it in the big moments. Mm.
Talking with four-time Pro Bowl safety Blaine Bishop, played most of his career with the Tennessee Titans. So
don't forget the one you played with Landfield's great team.
Oh, yeah, Andy Reid. Yeah, hey, man, we had a great team, man. I really enjoyed myself there, too, by the way. The elite players, man, it was awesome. Yeah,
but like, the year you played with, but like, Andy Reid, we watched him, okay? Mm-hmm. This is one thing that I try to tell people, Blaine. Football today has gotten slower in practice and softer. Mm-hmm. Andy, we didn't wear a lot of pads. But we wish we had on pads because he ran the hell out of us.
Yes,
but
he did.
Like, when you look at the game today, like, I look at the game, and people think I want people to get tackled 24-7. No. I want you to move like you're going to play the game. And if you're walking through, you're going to get in the game. If you go full speed, you're going to get hurt. And I think that's a big problem that the league is dealing with today. You and I talked the other day. We talked about when the first four games start, a lot of people get hurt.
Uh-huh.
You know, so what could they do to change it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they – well, you know, first of all, it starts with, you know, the guys are bigger, stronger, faster today. Let's go there.
They're away from,
you know, the facility as much as we were because we had mini camps and all those things and having contact even during those times to a certain extent. But I don't know if you can really do anything now to change the rules. I think it's going to take upon the individuals as individuals and leaders of their teams to make sure that they're preparing themselves for contact. And when I say that, I'm being a defensive back. I'm going to say, okay, they go, you know, just tag them up now. That's what all they're doing is tagging them up. Well, we had tag up times too. But guess what? I want you to get down in a position as though you were going, I call it uncoil, get your feet ready. You got to have a wide base now, wider base than tagging somebody up. Your feet could be tight when you tag somebody up. And say, and as though thud them up, and then don't just throw a form. I want to see your arms wrap around it. And I want to see him stop for a second. And then regather yourself, and then he keeps on running. And to me, if you start these little small habits, I think it's the only way that you can, you know, do a better job. I don't think it's going to stop. I just think you won't have as much injury, especially if you are a physical team. If you are a run-dominant team, even your old linemen, they need to get used to that pounding over and over and running and then enjoying, you know, pounding on people all the time. The Titans have issues there in the offensive line, no different than you guys. So, yeah, I think it goes all across the board. You have to do contact to be good at having contact and get your body used to it.
Get used to it.
It's interesting,
right.
Especially in the secondary. Don't rap at all anymore. You know, there are still big hits, but very rarely rapping.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I laugh when I watch the games now because I go, dang, man, why did he think he was just going to hit him with his form and he was going to go down? He may have lost where he was, but he's not going down.
Right.
He just spun out of it and kept going.
Right. Wow. Four-time Pro Bowl safety Blaine Bishop joins us to talk about the Tennessee Titans. Blaine, how much do the Titans miss A.J. Brown?
Now, that is no one has ever asked me that. And look here, A.J. Brown was a number one guy, a really good player and dude. I think he had some injury problems there the last couple years. He missed three or four games each year the last 2 years. I think that was a concern with him as far as giving him the big dough that he got. But as far as what he brought to this team, it was out a question. He might have been, and this is hard for me to say, the most viable piece to the puzzle. And that's even Tannehill, who had to throw him the ball. But when he wasn't in the lineup, Derrick Henry wasn't as effective. But when he was in the lineup, everything worked to perfection, really, because of his way of breaking tackles and taking a short pass and turning it into a, you know, a home run hit, let alone him running by people making plays. So he was the playmaker. He was the key cog. They miss him a lot. They'll never admit that. But I think they were more with not paying a receiver that money and say, well, we need to get rid of this now where he's still valuable, and maybe we'll, you know, grow our own piece in the draft and get a, you know, a first-round pick who will never be A.J. Brown, at least at this point in time, who Burks is injured now with a toe injury. Right. But I think that's what they thought in this offense. The offense is really revolved around the King. But I would say it's a little different. You have to have that number one big play guy. And they're seeing the fruits of that.
You mentioned the Titans are dealing with injuries too, just like Washington is. And when you look at this game, what is it that you think the Titans are basically, you know, you watch a lot of film. What would they look at the film and say, you know what, we have an advantage in this against Washington?
Ooh, man. Well, you know, it's interesting because your strength, you know, your D-line with all those, you know, first-round guys, even though you have one piece missing, you know, against the Titans' offensive line, which they want to be a physical, run-dominant team. So if the Titans, they're going to try to impose their will, regardless if they can run, because that's the only way this offense will work, if the play-action pass with Tannehill. So they're going to force feed, and they will keep doing it and keep doing it until they can't stop. It doesn't even matter. And then they, you know, trying to get in third and three, third and four type situations and feel like they can win that way. So I think that's what they're going to do. It doesn't even matter what the strengths of the other team are. I think they'll try to double maybe not in this game, but maybe double McLaren, who I went to high school. We went to the same high school when they're at the same time.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you. You both went to Cathedral in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Do you have a relationship?
Maybe they'll double
at all?
Him. Well, through his coach. His coach was actually my teammate. Yeah, we've only met one time. So, but yeah, no doubt though. You know, there's guys all over the place though from my high school in Indianapolis, which is kind of amazing.
Hey, don't be bragging, bro. That's a little.
But it's kind of amazing because Indiana's
Ain't bragging, JP. We got guys all over the place from my high school.
It's not bragging.
I'm not bragging, but I am proud about it. And when I say it's a handful of guys, but. I think that's the only way they can win. Really, they're going to run the football. They're going to try to play solid defense, stop the run and force the pass, and then maybe double someone who's impacting the game from a receiver position, they think they can then make the other players try to beat them and not the star player.
So, Blaine, let's ask this then, because obviously you watch a ton of the Titans. Carson Wentz last year playing for the Colts, that's a division rival. Wentz last year, the Colts lost both games to the Titans. One of the low-light real plays of the season was Carson Wentz's left-handed interception out of the end zone for a pick six for the Titans,
right,
for a game winner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened.
What
does Vrabel know how to do against Carson?
Attack him.
Oh.
Blitz him. Pressure him.
Right. They're going to pressure all of them. You know, I'm going to just say that. I'm not a Carson, when you guys are watching him, I'm not an apologist. But at the same time, he was 27-7. When I say that, he had 27 touchdowns and 7 interceptions last season for the Colts. Now, what I can say that he tries to do, which I think is to a fault, he wants to win so bad he'll force things and then that ends up looking like something dumb. Like, he shouldn't have tried to throw the left hand pass. I'm molding and intercepted the ball. All he should have done is just take the sack, take the two. It's not your fault. Live for another down. Take the Peyton Manning note. Hey, I'm going to just fall down. Hey, we'll live for another down. I'll get you down, you know, in the long run. But he tries a little too hard, and I think sometimes that's a detriment. I know he still has some of those habits, but 27-7 is not bad. It's just they came in critical moments that they're really costing the game, at least against the Colts and against the Jaguars, as I watched the last game, which his offensive line was putrid in that game, and he shouldn't have tried to force anything. He should have just fell down. I wouldn't have taken him. He fumbled a couple times. I watched that game. I'm like, the offensive line was horrible. I mean, absolutely horrible. I would have threw the ball in the dirt as soon as they snapped the ball. I'm not going to sit here. I don't even know Carson Wentz, but I think he's just a – like, if he was on a team that said, okay – like the Titans. And I think they're trying to do that at the Commanders now with you guys, is let's run the football and then let's kind of take it out of his hand and give him some pieces around him, and then I think he'll be okay. And that's still a building project right now. So I just think you got to be patient. It's hard because, you know, the platform is set that, you know, he's the guy that's been moved around twice.
Patience has run thin in D.C. We're no longer patient. Yeah. We've been waiting for a quarterback for years.
Right. How is he playing right now?
He's like a roller coaster.
So you mentioned
you're going to have some ups and you will go down.
You mentioned 27-7 was his TD INT ratio last year. This year, through four games, it's already 8-5.
Yeah, that's not on the same track as he did with the Colts.
No.
That is not on the same track. So,
the difference is this though: you look at the Colts and you look at them the way they used him. He didn't throw the ball 42 times a game.
No,
right
he did
now.
Not.
Okay, so you look at that. He didn't throw it, but like 20 sometimes a game. Also, a lot of times he wouldn't throw a ball certain places. Now they are asking him to throw it over 40 times a game, and if he throws it over 40 times a game, you're going to find out that underhand Carson Wentz is going to become that guy throwing a lot of interceptions because he has five so far. He had about five or higher dropped already too.
Oh, my. Yeah, and I think that – flipping that to Tannehill, I think that's what the league – says about Tannehill, and the Titans know that, and that's why he throws the ball only 25 times a game and they run the football. Because if he gets exposed, then all of a sudden, then 40 times a game is not going to be the recipe for them having success. And I think that's probably pretty much with most of the quarterbacks that are just solid, you know, starters in the NFL at quarterback. And they got to have a running game to help them out, man. It's just not going to happen. So, yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to run the football. You can't have him throwing 40 times. I mean, he's not, you know, there's no Dan Marino guy type thrower. He's not that guy. That's for sure. And neither is Tannehill.
That is, right. Well said. Blaine, we really appreciate the time, man. It sounds
appreciate
like you expect the Titans to win this weekend.
Well, I always get nervous on games like this for the Titans because whenever they're expected to win, it just never plays out that way. And that's been pretty much even with Vrabel. So I get nervous with games like this because for whatever reason, teams like this are like on the cusp of, all right, is it going to go downhill after this or do they get confidence and come out and play their best game all season? I mean, it never fails. So with, you know, who's up, who's down as far as injuries, you just never know. Once if Carson Wentz gets, hot, the Titans haven't put up a lot of pressure. Dupree has been out, and Landry, the other pass rusher, is out for the season. ACL, he did it right before the regular season started at practice. So, I mean, if they don't get heat on them, maybe Carson Wentz has a good day. So, we all know anybody can be beaten in this league. So, I'm always optimistic that I
have you
see
watched this
best.
Offensive line of Washington playing to make that comment? If they don't get pressure, they're going to get pressure.
I know. The Titans look great against the Colts, but then the week before, they couldn't get any pressure on Derek Carr. I was like, well, dang. I thought the old line for the Raiders wasn't very good. So, you know, you just never know in the NFL. Someday, some guys got their A game. Sometimes not because, you know, you never know who's injured, who's playing with an injury, if they can play their best. So I'm always optimistic. They should win this game, but nothing is guaranteed in the National Football League.
All right, brother.
Nothing is guaranteed in the National Football League. Well said. Thanks very much for the time, Blaine. Appreciate it.
I appreciate
it, guys.
Four-time
Thanks.
Pro Bowler for the Oilers, the Titans, and the Eagles, Blaine Bishop.
When
we
say
return,
the Eagles, man. Come on
Carson
now.
Wentz says it's not time to panic. And the Eagles. Pardon me. I think I said the Eagles.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
All right. When we come back, Carson Wentz says it's not time to panic. Do you agree? Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best. best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.